Hunter Henry is with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Hunter, good morning. A good victory. And let's jump right into your group offensively. A better offensive showing this time, better from the offensive line. How important, Hunter, was it for you and your mates to come away with a positive experience yesterday?
Oh, it was huge. We went into a hostile environment, great environment. And came away with a win, hard-fought win, something we desperately needed. Just happy to wake up on a victory Monday with a W.
How were you guys able to really neutralize the Steelers' pass rush? They had 7 sacks the week before against Cincinnati, and Mac Jones didn't get sacked once yesterday.
Yeah, those guys up front did a great job just communicating, simplifying things, talking through things, and really just, executing the game plan in a great way. We have a great offensive line, so we knew we had it. They have a great D-line, so our guys came to play, and it was fun to watch.
Hunter, I know on the stat sheet we look at the tight ends and see that the targets were limited, the production wasn't really there. Was it game plan? Or are the Steelers just hard on tight ends when it comes to slowing them down? This isn't the first time that you've had to deal with the Steeler defense in your career. Is there something that correlates that they do specifically that sort of slows down tight ends?
They do a good job of mixing coverages, confusing guys on the inside. We had a lot of guys make plays, sometimes it can look like we didn't do anything, but, sometimes we're running to spots, opening other guys up and doing different things like that. It's a complete team game on offense, especially we need everybody in the right spot, especially on all different routes. They all correlate, they all work together. So, we had a lot of guys make some tremendous plays yesterday that really stepped up huge for us.
I know it's only been 2 games so far this season, but do you feel as though you are as big a part of the offense this year as you were last year?
Yeah, it's going to come, man. I'm not worried about it. We're all working through things offensively, and we were able to string a lot of good drives together yesterday, and it'll all play itself out. Just here to do my role, man, and be part of the team, whatever they ask me to do.
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, Regression Keefe here on this Patriots Monday. There have been those who, even before the game, were saying, hey, we're kind of figuring out what we need to scrap in this offense. When you mention about the offense figuring it out, is that a part of it? Do you feel like the confidence is building in terms of what you're doing, even if it is a smaller group of plays, let's say, that are being called?
Of course. Anytime you get game like reps, it's always huge. And, it's huge for everybody. So, we got to continue to build on what we did. Obviously there's a lot we need to clean up too, but, it was good. It's good to be able to clean that up in a win and see a lot of the success we had too.
What does a catch like Nelson Agholor's do for the whole team? Because obviously any touchdown is great, but I feel like one where you make such a great play over a defender and like an incredible individual effort to get in the end zone, does that add like an extra spark to it?
Oh yeah, it was huge. Especially right before half. It helped us. We needed to put points on the board there for sure. And he made a tremendous play. And it just brings juice into the whole locker room going into half. Defense, offense, special teams. So it was a big time play for us.
Hunter, you guys get the Baltimore Ravens coming in. Number one, finally a home game, and number two. That's a group that has been normally, mobile, agile, hostile. They bring it on defense. What has your experience been in dealing with the Ravens before?
Men are tough. I haven't dove too deep into them just yet, but, I will probably later today and then tomorrow and as the week goes. But, they're a great football team. They continue, year in, year out, a great football team, tough. Come to play, ready to play, no matter where they are. So, we know we got our hands full coming into Sunday.
Is there like a tight end club, like there is a QB club? Because I know Baltimore's got a really good one in Mark Andrews. I know there was that was it the tight end school that some of these guys
put
the
Kittle
yeah.
ran, I
were
think.
Were you a
yeah.
part of that? Whether it was a Kittle and Kelsey were all in on that?
Yeah. I didn't go this past summer, but I did go about 2 years ago in the first year. But, it's always good to have all the guys across the league come together.
And I saw, I didn't watch the game, but I saw your Arkansas Razorbacks had a had to have a big comeback in the fourth quarter against Missouri State. What was going on? What happened there?
We won, didn't we?
You did. You got the, that's true. You did. You got the win.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a struggle. We didn't play good. We played against a former coach of ours and Bobby Petrino, and I mean, it was a tough, hard fight, probably tougher than we needed it to be, obviously, with you know, a lower opponent. But we didn't back down. You know, we fought back and we won. So I mean, that's it is what it is. It can be kind of one of those trap games, and we escaped that trap.
That's right.
You sure did.
Because the looming specter of SEC play is right around the corner.
Bama, a couple weeks.
That's right. Yeah. There'll be a lot to talk about with our guy Hunter Henry of the New England Patriots with us here on Patriots Monday. Hunter, thank you for the time. Safe week. Stay upright. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate y'all.